Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today... Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome.
Okay, today's show, as you can tell from the hubbub in the back, is a little special. It's being broadcast live from the historic Sardi's restaurant in the Theater District of New York City. And we have a group of about 160 people here, and they've been enjoying as we speak, a delicious lunch. And we've heard two very interesting lectures, one by Dr. Robert Hackman and one by Dr. Ron Hoffman. Both Dr. Hackman and Dr. Hoffman are sitting right with me on the dais, and we'll be spending the next 2 hours talking with them and answering questions from the audience. First, I'd like to give each of our guests a few moments to recap their talk and for the benefit of those of you who are just joining us over the radio. First, let me introduce from the University of California at Davis, Dr. Robert Hackman.
Thank you very much to Wilner Chemists, Don and Arnie, for the invitation here today. I had the opportunity to talk about one of the most exciting new advances in nutrition science in the last few years, and that's the super antioxidant called oligonol. Oligonol has a very interesting history because it's derived from the lychee fruit. And in terms of Chinese history, lychee fruit extract has been widely known as one of the secrets to skin beauty, the Chinese equivalent to what we know as Cleopatra, Lady Yang. Lady Yang was
not so easy for you to say, right?
Was a big champion of lychee fruit, and the emperor designed the first pony express to bring lychee fruit from southern China up to the palace so that she could maintain her skin beauty. And what we talked about today was the value of science verifying a lot of this traditional use history. So we know that oligonol, which is a proprietary extract based on a patented process of extracting lychee fruit from the flavanol-rich material, provides a very highly absorbed, very bioavailable antioxidant that helps with skin beauty. It also helps with cardiovascular function. We've done studies at the University of California, Davis, as well as other studies I cited here today, talking about the value of oligonol for improving blood flow, reducing blood stickiness, improving cardiovascular function, helping blood to get out to the periphery so that you can get warmer hands, warmer feet, getting a little more blood upstairs to help improve memory and mental function. And it's really been a wonderful introduction to the New York City area to help introduce oligonol. And thank you very much for that opportunity.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Dr. Hackman. I'm looking at Dr. Hoffman and talking to Dr. Hackman. We have too many H's here. Before we move on, and you mentioned that this lychee nut extract, or lychee fruit extract, perhaps would be more correct. Is it where exactly is it taken? From the fruit or from the outer peel that's surrounding the fruit?
It's a very good question. The whole fruit is ground up and extracted. The real action is in the red-colored material on the outer skin as well as on the inner seed. It's also important to recognize that while the lychee comes from China and a lot of consumers are concerned about products from China, oligonol is one of the first FDA-approved new dietary ingredients. So we know that it's safe, we know it's effective, and we have that stamp of approval.
Okay, but there are many other supplements on the market that are rich in polyphenols and flavanols. We mentioned a few earlier, the pycnogenols, the pine barks, the pomegranates, the red wine. Why is this? Is the oligonol that much a different or superior or better than those other products?
Studies from Japan have looked at the antioxidant potential in a system called the ORAC measurement that looks at the antioxidant capacity of oligonol compared to grapeseed or pine bark or other flavanol-rich material, and shows that oligonol has roughly 1.5 or 2 times the antioxidant potential as these other more well-known antioxidants. Your question is also important to recognize that just because we put it in our mouth doesn't mean that it gets up into our body to do something. So the bioavailability is very important. And that's one of the proprietary aspects of oligonol. With this patented technology, essentially the company that makes oligonol can pre-digest the large molecular polyphenols into small compounds that are rapidly taken up into the body so that they can get out and do their action.
So it's like, you know, we used to have these hydrolyzed or pre-digested protein supplements. In a way, they're sort of hydrolyzing or partially pre-digesting the flavanols?
It's a very good analogy, just like our body breaks down protein into the individual amino acids, and those are what are actually absorbed. Our body has to break down these polyphenols and large flavanol molecules into individual components. Rather than having our body do that work, the oligonol is processed in a way where that breakdown already has happened so that you can get more of it up into your body to do its work.
Okay, so then we're taking a substance, a natural substance, lychee, which is high in these flavanols, and we're kind of making it even more potent by the way it's being processed. So ending up with a supplement that is, if not the highest, one of the highest sources of these antioxidant flavanols.
Not only just a high source of antioxidant flavanols, but also, like we've said, the benefits of better-looking skin, improved blood flow, warmer hands, warmer feet, better blood flow up to the brain. There are all kinds of benefits from the oligonol polyphenol flavanol material that aren't true to other types of antioxidants.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Arnie?
Okay, thanks, Dr. Hackman. We'll get back to your topic in a few moments. But right now, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to introduce Dr. Ron Hoffman to go over the some of the highlights of his talk. You folks are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. Usually, we give our phone number, but we're going to be taking questions from the audience, and we'll be back after these messages.
This is Don Goldberg. We've been selling Flex Now joint formula for more than 12 months now. People ask me, Don, does this stuff really work? Well, here's one way I can answer that question. The people from Flex Now have been doing something no other company has done before. They give me a printed list of people who have taken advantage of Flex Now's complete relief or a complete refund guarantee. I didn't ask for it. They just felt it was the right thing to do. Well, we have sold over 3,000 packages of FlexNow during this time. Well over 95% of the people who bought FlexNow during that period were satisfied with the results, or at least not sufficiently dissatisfied to return it. Now, that's pretty impressive. So if you have joint pain, maybe you should try FlexNow. It's unique in that it contains natural shea oil extract, rich in powerful inflammation fighters. FlexNow, available at Wilner Chemists. Complete relief or a complete refund. At 2.5% return rate, I'd say the odds are in your favor. Is osteoporosis a concern for you? Are you wondering if you are taking all of the supplements you should take to ensure maximum bone density? Well, if you're not taking strontium, you might have reason for concern. Strontium is a naturally occurring mineral present in water and food. Trace amounts of strontium are found in the human skeleton. Strontium has an affinity for bone and is taken up at the bone matrix crystal surface. The influence of strontium on bone metabolism has been researched since the 1950s. Studies indicate that strontium positively affects bone metabolism to promote bone formation and decrease bone resorption, leading to normalized bone density. Doctor's Best provides strontium in a supplement, Strontium Bone Maker. Two capsules provide 680 milligrams of strontium as strontium citrate. And here is some really good news. Strontium Bone Maker, along with all the other Doctor's Best products, is now on sale at 50% off. That's half price. Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition, because you deserve it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Dr. Robert Hackman, Dr. Ron Hoffman. And now, as promised, I want to give Dr. Hoffman a few moments to summarize his presentation. Dr. Hoffman is quite well known to all of you, and we don't need to give him too much of an introduction. So, Dr. Hoffman.
Well, thank you very much. And radio listeners, you have to picture this. We're sitting in Sardi's, which is that famous celebrity restaurant. I'm sitting right in front of a caricature of Anthony Quinn, as it happens. And there are all these fabulous caricatures here. The place is full, and we're having some great food and wine. And I just gave a presentation entitled "Diversifying Your Supplement Portfolio: Picking the Right Nutrients for You." And the idea is that with present knowledge, we can design individualized supplement portfolios, not just consisting of a single, you know, multivitamin, but they're a variety of things, kind of like a picture a pie chart for a business or something. You know, the income comes from various sources. Well, the same thing, you know, you might allocate your investment portfolio to stocks, bonds, various types of investments. You need to allocate your supplement portfolio to different areas. So, now, some people question the need for a multiplicity of supplements. In fact, some people have actually said that supplements are bad for you, they're dangerous, just take a single multivitamin, or you can get all your nutrients from just food sources, don't bother with supplements. But I have here with me, and I discussed it earlier with this wonderful audience, the decisive study that suggests that people like our listeners, your listeners to Wilner Window, the people who are gathered here for the luncheon, are not wasting their time, and in fact, it makes a lot of sense for them to take a wide variety of supplements. This is a study done at the University of California at Berkeley by Dr. Gladys Block, and it just was performed. And it's a study of people who either use no supplements or people who use a single multivitamin, you know, some of those discount multivitamins, the one-a-days, whatever. I'm not too crazy about those, but at least they provide some protection, versus people like the vast majority of your customers and the audience, people who take as many as 20 different supplements a year. They take a multi and an antioxidant. They take CoQ10 and glucosamine and you name it. And what they found was something very interesting. They found that among multi-supplement users, the people using not just a single multivitamin, but multiple supplements, there was a 73% reduced risk of diabetes compared to people who use no supplements. Heart disease reduced by 52%. And when the question was posed to the people, do you feel healthy? How do you feel? Or do you feel lousy? Is your health good? There was a 74% higher likelihood that multi-supplement users would say that their health is either excellent or very good. And some objective markers, homocysteine, only 11% of multi-supplement users had high homocysteine, 45% of non-supplement users, high C-reactive protein. We know that's a big problem in terms of heart and risk of inflammation of the brain as well, strokes, heart attacks, even cancer. High C-reactive proteins among multi-supplement users, 0%. Among non-supplement users, over half, 54%. So this really supports the proposition that people who take lots of supplements are not doing themselves harm, but in fact are it's tremendously beneficial. Now, when it comes to putting together a portfolio, I mean, it's a very detailed thing, and you know, we don't have time to go through all the different aspects of it, but I think there are really six basic components to a proper supplement portfolio. One is a multivitamin. The other is an antioxidant formula. The third is some sort of essential fatty acid formula. The fourth is some sort of phytonutrient program, and oligonol represents one of the new phytonutrients that are interesting, things like EGCG, resveratrol, curcumin, lycopene. On and on we can go about the phytonutrients that are now studied by science that are very, very helpful. Probiotics represents a separate category. I threw it in because I think virtually everyone requires a probiotic to stay healthy. The immune system is very, very much related to the way that the balance is achieved in the intestinal tract. And finally, I gave vitamin D the category of something that belongs in your supplement portfolio no matter what, because vitamin D is so important for immunity. It's important for cancer prevention. And it's important for just daily well-being. It actually helps people resist pain, according to the latest study. So multivitamin, some sort of antioxidant, an essential fatty acid formula, some phytonutrient program, probiotics and vitamin D. That should be the foundation of your supplement portfolio. But then you can customize depending on what you want to do. If your goal is cancer prevention, if your goal is cardiovascular prevention, you can build on that. But you know, that's essentially what I try to help people out with.
Okay, Dr. Hoffman, I have one question I want to ask real quick. You, in your six categories, you mentioned antioxidants as one, and then you mentioned phytonutrients as another. Now, there's some overlap there, obviously, between antioxidants and phytonutrients. Can you elaborate on why you separated those, or do you have something special in mind for doing that?
Well, that's a very good question, because we tend to think of the antioxidants traditionally as, you know, C and E and zinc and selenium. These are the traditional antioxidants. Then we've added some new ones, alpha-lipoic acid or N-acetylcysteine. These are the, shall we say, non-phytonutrient category of antioxidants. We've now discovered that plants have wonderful antioxidant capabilities. So the phytonutrients, while not all of them are antioxidants, I mean, an example of a phytonutrient that would help the immune system, mushroom extracts, for example, are phytonutrients or plant nutrients, so not so much antioxidants, they help immunity. The phytonutrients like acai and oligonol and blueberry extract, and on we can go, we can really fortify our antioxidant defenses by using appropriate phytonutrients. So, you know, don't limit yourself to just the ABC vitamins when you're putting together a program. Think phytonutrients. It's very key.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Now, one of the other areas that Dr. Hackman has studied extensively are some other products that have been produced by a company in Japan called AminoUp and are available through a company in the United States called Quality of Life. And they include things such as AHCC, genistein combined polysaccharide. Dr. Hackman, how do these things, what do you have to say about them?
Well, I just amplify what Dr. Hoffman elaborated on. certainly the explosion of research on mushroom and mushroom extracts is very important as part of a supplement program if someone's looking to boost their immune system or help reduce their risk for cancer or maybe even mitigate the side effects from traditional or conventional cancer therapy. So we at UC Davis and others in Japan, Korea, Europe have been studying this mushroom extract called AHCC, which is derived from shiitake mushroom mixture in a proprietary process from a company in Japan, and find that it's been very helpful to boost immune function. Recent studies published in the Journal of Nutrition in late 2006 also showed that AHCC was helpful as a probiotic type of effect in terms of regulating immune function in the intestine. And some of the latest research finds that it's good for virtually anybody who has compromised immune function. At this time of the year, colds and flus are very important for us to pay attention to.
Absolutely. And then I also mentioned the genistein combined polysaccharide.
Genistein combined polysaccharide, or GCP, again, derives from a very traditional use of soybeans and soy extracts. What we have found in our 8 years of research with GCP is that you can boost blood levels of the marker compounds of called isoflavones roughly 50 to 100 times higher than drinking soy milk or eating soy foods, and how that applies to reducing one's risk for cancer or possibly reducing the side effects related to menopause are very important to pay attention to.
Yeah, I know they're doing a lot of work. Dr. Aaron Katz up at Columbia Presbyterian is working with GCP in prostate cancer.
Certainly Dr. Katz is one of our good friends and collaborators. And again, I want to emphasize that not all supplements are created the same. Not all soy extracts are created the same. GCP really boosts the power far beyond what you get from a conventional soy extract.
Okay, it's time for another short break, including a check on traffic. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR.
Tom and Ted here. Today's topic, achy joints.
Right you are, Tom, which means we're talking about joint health supplements.
It's all about the cartilage, baby.
Don't call me baby. Three things that can help make joints happy are glucosamine, MSM, and ASU.
Glucosamine is a building block of cartilage, Ted. Mm-hmm. OptiMSM is the premier brand of MSM, and ASU is a new potent ingredient that helps protect against joint tissue breakdown.
Somebody's done their homework. What's it all add up to, Tom?
That would be Avoca ASU, Ted. That's A-V-O-C-A ASU, a new joint supplement with all three key ingredients from Nutramax Laboratories.
And Avoca ASU tablets are made from all non-animal ingredients. That means no shellfish.
All natural.
That's what makes them different.
Avoca ASU, available at natural food stores nationwide, online at avoca-asu.com, or call 1-800-925-5187.
Okay, now let's go to Bill Powers in the traffic.
We still have lots of closures due to the New York City Marathon, Central Park West, 77th to 59th Street. Sporadic closures on the FDR Drive, northbound side, 63rd to the Triborough Bridge. Fifth Avenue closed, 120th to 90th Street. And then, of course, getting across some of the rivers, Madison Avenue Bridge, Bronxbound is closed. Also closures, Bronxbound on the Willis Avenue. The Pulaski Bridge remains closed down. All for the New York City Marathon. Good news over on Staten Island. The Staten Island Expressway, though, has reopened Clove Road through to the Verrazano Bridge. Also, if you're traveling across the Hudson River, George Washington Bridge, Lincoln Tunnel looking good. Holland Tunnel trying to leave Manhattan, about a 15-minute delay. In Westchester County, look out for a crash, 287 westbound side at exit 6. One lane is blocked off. This report sponsored by your Tri-State Mercedes-Benz dealers. The all-new Mercedes-Benz C-Class sedan has arrived. Available in a sport and luxury model, the C-Class offers the performance, value, and safety you'd expect from Mercedes-Benz. Find your Tri-State dealer at searchmercedes.com. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligrams of resveratrols extracted from huzhang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Robert Hackman and Dr. Ron Hoffman. And before we get to the questions from our audience, I want to give you folks a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner's. Here are just some of the lines now on sale. Doctor's Best, the entire line, 50% off list. Source Naturals, American Health, Desert Essence, and Home Health, all full lines at 35% off list. Da Vinci Labs, Natrol, Country Life, Nature's Way, all one. Many more lines at 30% off list.
Now, to see everything that's on sale, you can go to our website, wilner.com. Click on the On Sale Now tab for a full listing, prices, and product information, and you can order directly from the website as well.
And to get a free Wilner Chemist product reference catalog and sale flyer, just call 1-800-633-1106, option number 3, leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or, once again, you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com, and subscribe online.
Or, of course, you can pick up a sale flyer and catalog at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. Okay, now before we get to questions from the audience, I just wanted to make a few points. I don't know if we really explain to the listeners over the radio that Dr. Hackman is a researcher. He's from UC Davis, and what he does is the actual research that you always hear us referencing when we talk about these products. So he's the guy that actually produces the studies that support the use of these products. And as you know from listening to the Wilner Window all these years, this is important to us. You know, we like to tell you about those products that have at least some degree of scientific basis, some facts that support their potential value in treating health problems. I just want to mention, you know, there are certain supplements that fall very well into this category. There are things like CoQ10 and the probiotics. You have research symposiums that take place each year where you can hear papers being presented with the studies. Well, if you remember a little while ago, this past year, I came back from Japan. The previous year, Arnie went to Japan. There is a symposium every year in Japan called something like the AHCC Symposium, where they invite researchers from all over the world to give reports on the research that they're doing on AHCC, and this past year they even did a little bit of talk about the oligonol and the GCP. In fact, that's where I first met Dr. Hackman and invited him out here. The point that I'm trying to make is that, I mean, I don't know how many studies were presented on AHCC this past year. 15, 20 studies,
yeah.
Dr. Hackman?
Yes, at least 15.
Yeah, so, you know, these are products that we at Wilner Chemist feel comfortable in recommending to you. There is research, ongoing research, being performed on these studies. And the reason we wanted Dr. Hackman here is that he's one of the people doing this kind of research. So I want you guys to understand all that. Okay? All right. Well, any other comments from you guys before we go to the questions? Or okay. All right, we can start taking questions from the audience then.
Okay.
I take a lot of vitamins, and I'm at the point where I'm going to quit my job if I continue taking more vitamins. So what I'd like to know is I'm concerned about, and I really have, in my opinion, derived a lot of benefits from them. But is there such thing as biochemical imbalances in the body? I'm concerned about, I mean, I don't know how much of what to take, and a lot of times I decide for myself how much to take. Can biochemical imbalances result from it? Secondly, I'd like to know about the reversal of the aging process, what some of the latest research is on it. And thirdly, I heard Dr. Hoffman on one of his recent shows. I thought I found this wonderful product, omega 369, and he was very negative about omega-6, which kind of disturbed me. So I'd like to know about those three.
Okay, good question. And Dr. Hoffman, in your talk, you spoke about many of the important nutrients that make up a supplement program. But what he's asking now is something about quantity. How do you deal with the quantity?
That's a good question, and the answer is, a couple of ways to answer it. One is that in my entire career, which now spans over 25 years in the field of nutrition. I could probably count on one hand the number of people who, even through their own misguided overzealousness, have come to harm by taking supplements. That, in some instances, they may have inadvertently taken too high doses of vitamin A, for example, which caused them liver problems. Or they may have taken some unidentified Chinese herb from Chinatown that may not have been quality controlled and they had a problem. But the vast majority of people, even if they were turned loose in Wilner's with a $5,000 gift certificate, could not inflict great harm on themselves. So in terms of harm, I don't see a lot of harm potential from high doses of nutrients for the most part. But, you have to be very individualized, and that's why there are professional nutritional counselors, dietitians, nutritionally oriented chiropractors, and physicians like myself who guide people to make these kinds of decisions. It's kind of like a financial advisor. You may have a few dollars to invest. You don't know where to go with it, and you can't invest in everything. So you get some advice where to prioritize. Whenever people ask three-part questions, I can usually only remember two parts, so the way the
Works. Other question was about a 369 formula, and he had the impression that you were negative on 6.
Yeah, the 369 formula is a mixture of omega-3s and 6s. So the omega-3s are probably going to be from flaxseed oil and or fish oil, and you're going to get some omega-6s when you take flax oil. Nothing prevents them from putting in some cheaper oil like safflower oil or sunflower oil. And the 9 usually comes from olive oil. It's considered a 9. It's not really a 9. It's a monounsaturated fat. So generally those supplements are less expensive. They're considered broad spectrum. And if you want a targeted anti-inflammatory nutrient or brain nutrient, that would be the fish oil. And the final part was
aging.
Oh.
Aging.
Do we have about 10 hours to discuss that? Well, maybe Dr. Hackman can talk a little bit broadly from the standpoint of a nutrition researcher on the impact of supplements on aging, what the possibilities are.
Well, certainly aging has become very fashionable. All the best people are doing it. In a biochemical sense, we know the accumulation of the free radical damage that we get from the sunshine, from the polluted air we breathe, just from metabolism. Tends to accelerate this debris in our cells. It makes us get older prematurely, and that's where antioxidants come in of great value. But like we talked about earlier today, not all antioxidants are created equally. So you need, in addition to what Dr. Hoffman mentioned, the classic antioxidants like vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, beta-carotene, selenium. You need some of these phytonutrients, antioxidants that help fill in the gaps, whether it be N-acetylcysteine or alpha-lipoic acid like he mentioned, or the oligonol that we've been talking about today. And I'm particularly big on oligonol because we have clear evidence, not just on the biochemical level or in animals, but in humans from our work and others that there are aging benefit or anti-aging benefits. So I would say that, but could I just elaborate on the first part? Because I heard what you said about you're going to go broke if you don't get a better plan here. And my suggestion, what I tell my students or what I tell consumers is I would recommend backing off of everything and then adding back in the approach that Dr. Hoffman talked about. Just add in a good high-potency multivitamin. Add in a core antioxidant. Add in some probiotics and some essential fatty acids and just see where you're at. And then after you stabilize yourself for a month or two and get a sense of what that's doing, then you can add in the specific targeted nutrients that Dr. Hoffman also talked about. Rather than taking 20 different things and not really even knowing anymore what anything's doing because there's too much of a noise background. So I know it's a little bit of a risk to back off of everything, but you have to establish a baseline level and then build up a basic program from there.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I think I have a couple of comments also. I think one of the things that causes confusion when you start talking about the essential fatty acid products like the 369 formulas is that some people sort of mix up a diet and supplementation. And they'll start talking about the importance of balancing all of these different kinds of oils and how you should have this in your diet and more of that in your diet. And that's one thing. May or may not be correct information, but that's about your diet. When you're talking about supplementation, you're talking more about trying to correct some imbalances that might be taking place. The way to correct those imbalances is to take more of the good stuff. Okay, you want to change the ratio between the good guys and the bad guys. And I think the problem is we start mixing up the idea of what should be in the diet in terms of the amounts of these various fatty acids with what you want to get in your supplement, all right? Usually, you don't need to take your olive oil, for example, in your supplement. You need to take the EPA DHA in the supplement to offset what might be some imbalances. A confusing thing, I think, is the omega-6 fatty acid question. Dr. Hoffman talked about borage oil earlier in the day. You've all heard about evening primrose oil, maybe black currant oil, borage oil. But some people hear omega-6 and they think that's a bad word. They think omega-6 has to be bad for you, so how come something like borage oil can be good for you? And I'm going to let Dr. Hoffman swallow his mouthful of salmon, and I'm going to challenge him to maybe provide an answer to that particular question. Dr. Hoffman.
That in radio, they call it toss to Dr. Hoffman. Okay. I literally have finished my delicious salmon here. And so invigorated with the omega-3 fatty acids therein, let me try and explain. The question is about, you know, omega-6. Now, some studies have shown that something bad is happening in America because people are getting cancer at a higher rate than ever and cardiovascular disease is rampant and so on. So what is it that's particularly bad in the American diet? And many things have been implicated. But one of the big shifts in the last century has been the shift from omega-3 fatty acids to omega-6 fatty acids. So we substituted basically northern oils, which we used to get from fish and fresh poultry that was grass-fed and not corn-fed. Grass contains omega-3 fatty acids, and corn contains omega-6 fatty acids. So it kind of goes to my frequently reiterated statement, it's not you are what you eat, it's you are what you eat eats. And when you eat of various types of livestock that have been fed artificially with corn, which is rich in omega-6 fatty acids, your content of omega-6 fatty acids will go up. So the thought is that those corn oil-derived omega-6 fatty acids may be what's worsening our health picture in this country. We're not getting enough omega-3 fatty acids, and therefore we had to change the ratio. It was not so much a problem when we had grass-fed beef and poultry and eggs from chickens that used to graze on plants in the barnyard. Now it's a problem with industrial feeding techniques. So the omega-6, there's good and there's bad, as Don mentions. The good omega-6 fatty acids include GLA, which is very helpful for inflammation. It actually may have mood effects. It's great for diabetes. It's used a lot in England for the treatment of PMS. And it has great effects on the skin. It is a skin hydrating agent. So patients with eczema or just patients who desire an anti-aging effect should take omega-6 from GLA. And that's about as much of a biochemistry lesson as I want to
get. We're going to get for today. Okay, thanks, Dr. Hoffman. Okay, it's time for another short break. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
Special guest, Dr. Robert Hackman. Dr. Ron Hoffman will be back after these messages.
Hello to all my friends on The Wilner Window. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and many of you have heard me talk about how NT Factor and Propax can fix the broken furnaces in your bodies. And, of course, I'm talking about the mitochondria. You see, there's an energy crisis that shows up in our 40s and 50s that can stay with us for the rest of our lives. You can especially see this energy crisis when chronic disease is present, and it doesn't matter whether it's cardiovascular issues, neurodegenerative, arthritis, or any of the health issues we routinely see in adults. NT Factor and Propax and healthy aging is able to solve this energy crisis in a way that no other nutrient can, because it actually repairs the furnace, which, of course, is just a metaphor for the membranes. That's important because in a healthy person, the majority of your energy is produced in the membrane, and for the first time, a nutrient compound can really repair and restore the membrane. How is this new and different? Antioxidants can slow down the rate of new damage, but NT Factor can actually undo existing damage. That's new science, and that's why I say you need to get NT Factor. I use it, and so do most of my patients.
What would be the ideal supplement for weight loss? Well, it should help to increase metabolism, it should improve mood, it should help metabolize fats and protein for energy, and it should help neutralize carbohydrates and control blood sugar swings. Is there such a product? Well, Natrol thinks so. They developed a product called Slenderite. How does Slenderite do all of this? Natrol did it by developing a powerful blend of the following key ingredients: Phase 2 starch neutralizer, green tea extract, EGCG, 5-HTP, chromium, and caffeine. Just two tablets twice a day with meals. Slenderite is the comprehensive, effective aid to weight loss that you've been looking for. To burn excess calories and boost metabolism while controlling blood sugar and mood swings, try Slenderite from Natrol. Slenderite, Carb Intercept. In fact, the entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Slenderite, Carb Intercept. In fact, the entire Natrol line on sale at Wilner's at 30% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arne, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arne Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Robert Hackman, and Dr. Ron Hoffman. And before we get back to our questions, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the five my favorite multi line of supplements available at Wilner Chemist at 30 to 35% off list price. Okay, Eloise, we need some more questions.
Plenty.
Who's next?
Hi. Your product, this is directed to Dr. Hackman. The product sounds like a wonderful supplement. My question is, what kind of contraindications are involved if you're taking medication? And also, are there any good resources that you can go to find out about contraindications?
We've been talking about oligonol, which is a new high-potency antioxidant derived from lychee fruit that helps with blood flow, which helps with memory, which helps with increasing warmness. In terms of contraindications, I'm not aware of any. That's one of the beauties about antioxidants in general. Like Dr. Hoffman has mentioned, you can take a large dose and still not really have any side effects because the body excretes what it doesn't need. In the case of oligonol, Dr. Walsh at Harvard and others have done safety studies and found absolutely no contraindications or no side effects whatsoever. That's part of why the FDA has approved oligonol as a new dietary ingredient. In terms of resources, I think you might go to Wilner Chemist's website as one of those.
Yeah, the nice thing that they did at AminoUp is they did all the right things. They tested it. They gave it to Dr. Walsh at Harvard, and he runs these types of studies to find out about contraindications and safety and things like that. And this is not a drug. It's not one of these highly potent drugs that are going to cause all sorts of side effects. It doesn't. So if you're taking medication, there should be no contraindications at all if you're taking.
Well, I have a question. Okay, Dr. Hackman, when you gave your lecture this morning or right afternoon, you mentioned that it reduces, I believe you said it reduces the coagulability of the blood or something, or increases blood flow. All right, the question that I know is going to come up. What about people who are on blood thinning medication? Is there any problem there?
Well, first of all, your question is very good. In general, I think it's helpful to work with your healthcare professional, work with a knowledgeable pharmacist, work with someone like Dr. Hoffman or someone who understands the biochemistry behind the supplements so that you can reduce your risk. I know people that are on Coumadin need to be careful whether it be with oligonol or whether it be with essential fatty acids, these compounds that reduce platelet stickiness. But you get to a point where the platelets become normal, and then you just want to keep them healthy. And I think that's part of what oligonol does.
Okay. You know, we have a practicing MD here, Dr. Ron Hoffman, sitting right next to me. And, you know, Dr. Hoffman, what do you do when a patient of yours says, I'm taking Coumadin and, you know, you want to prescribe something like oligonol or grapeseed or something like that? What do you do?
Well, you know, I think this is one of the most ironic areas in medicine, because if you're put on the drug Coumadin, all of a sudden the food police come after you, and the person of misinformed doctors and sometimes misinformed nutritionists. They tell you that because Coumadin is antagonized by vitamin K, you can't have any foods that have vitamin K. So therefore, you should not have any green tea, which is health-giving and health-preserving. You cannot have any cabbage family foods, which we know are cancer preventive. You should limit your intake of green leafy vegetables, which have all kinds of benefits. You should avoid fish oil because that can thin the blood. You should avoid coenzyme Q10 because that can antagonize the. So what happens is you become like a service drone to the drug, i.e., you are completely circumscribed in all your healthful activities because the primary purpose of you being in the world is to sustain that drug in your system. And I think that that's a mistake. And actually, what we're seeing is a change in attitude among medical professionals who say, look, you know, we know you're going to eat some green leafy vegetables. You're going to have some cabbage family vegetables. They may have an impact on the Coumadin. Eat what you eat on a regular basis. Don't go overboard one day and then stop completely. Watch out for high doses of fish oil supplements taken one day but not the other, but take consistent amounts. These people have to get their protimes measured every couple of weeks anyway, so we'll know what's going to happen to their bleeding time. I mean, they can't go for 2 weeks without getting a blood test. So we just monitor the effects, add the supplements slowly, and we don't deny them the benefits of all these healthful products. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's an example of one of the excesses of conventional medicine.
Okay, the last part of your question, you were asking about places to go for more information, I believe. If you look at the information that was in the little handout, you'll see there is a website. Now, I think we've linked some information on the Wilner website. It's Wilner with two L's, Wilner.com, but also you can go directly to the Quality of Life website. It's QOLQ-O-L.com, and you can get more information there as well. Okay? So there's plenty of information out there. The web will get it for you.
Okay. Thanks, Don. Okay, we have another question.
Judy from Fairfield for Dr. Hoffman. I take Lipitor and with CoQ10 for the enzyme depletion, But do I need anything for enzyme depletion when taking an ACE inhibitor, which also depletes an enzyme?
So you're taking coenzyme Q10 with your statin, which is a good idea,
right?
Because statins interfere with the synthesis of CoQ10. So you must take, and I think the reasonable dose is about 200 to 300 milligrams of CoQ10 per day. But beware, because you will not completely avert the side effects of statins with coenzyme Q10. There are people who sometimes still have side effects, such as problems with muscle soreness, weakness, memory problems, insomnia.
I have none.
So you tolerate it fine. Your medication, which is an ACE inhibitor, it inhibits an enzyme that actually constricts your blood vessels, which is a desirable effect. You don't want to enhance the thing that's inhibited in order to lower your blood pressure. So with ACE inhibitors, you need nutritional support, but there's no specific depletion that I think you need to address.
Yeah, what you have to be careful with the ACE inhibitors is when you're playing poker or blackjack. It will cause all kinds of problems.
Nice.
I know you laugh, but I put up with this all day long. Okay. And next question, Eloise.
Hi, I'm Norma. I wanted to know, what are the best multis that come in chewable form? And also, do you have a list of other antioxidants that come in chewable form?
Okay, that's a good question. Chewable, there are some chewable multis. The problem with them, the problem with the chewable products is they need to be tasty. They need to be made to taste well. Otherwise, why make them chewable? And that's difficult to do when you put any sort of potency in them. Okay? So if you're going to be taking a chewable, it's not going to be potent, and you're going to need to chew a whole bunch of tablets to get what an adult needs. What I sometimes recommend is a product from a company we frequently advertise called All One. All One makes a powdered product. And the powder is available as the original formula. It comes in a rice base for people who have allergies. It comes with green foods, phytonutrients. There's even for folks like myself, there's even a senior formula, you know, with vitamins meant for seniors and stuff like that. So I usually recommend that, where you can take a little bit of the, you know, a spoon of the powder, mix it up with some juice. But there are chewable formulas. I think Nature's Plus makes a chewable multivitamin. There's also children's formulas, which you can utilize if you really need to. So that would be the way I would answer that one. Okay. Whoa. Okay. Guess what? You hear that nice mellow music? That means we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. This is a two-hour show, folks. So make sure that you stay tuned to your radio, and we will be back at about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi Blend of multivitamin supplements, now on sale at 30 to 35% off list price.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.